bang a little piece of this. Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
Believe that after all we've been through, that there is a deep state losing its mind, throwing all it has left in their arsenal into this evil game they think they're going to win. We go through each day clamoring for any ounce of info to help us stay positive, and somewhere, somehow, we realize that a change is here. Hollywood, news, politicians, so much change, they are literally losing their mind. We have no idea what's going on other than things seem to be different than they used to. Let's keep it going. Let's expose these guys. Let's see how this power play is playing out for all. Here we go.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, or the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch. The prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
We're reporting on it today.
I'm not sure how you know what the American people think, but here's what they...
Scott Berry unloading on a reporter who says Republicans' impeachment inquiry is about political revenge. Mm-hmm. No matter what, no matter how it plays out, these folks are paid off, these mainstream media freaks. There's a few politicians left that possibly could be part of the good side. Or it could just be a play to keep us moving along. It's hard to imagine anymore the things that we've been through, the corruption that we've seen, that anyone in the media would even report anything remotely close to sending Biden away or putting the truth out about corruption from the Democrat side at all. Kevin McCarthy to greenlight impeachment inquiry of crooked Joe Biden. It's going to hold a meeting Thursday. Huh. Has Kevin McCarthy finally grown a spine? Fox News reported this, that Kevin McCarthy is going to do this. He's going to tell the House GOP this week that launching an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden's a logical step. He put that all for all to see on X, on Twitter. Truth hammered through this in there, Mr. Speaker. Interesting, but you'll have to forgive us if our expectations of any sincerity on your part are slightly low. But if you really do this, present real evidence of Biden's crimes in a way that forces C-SPAN to broadcast it in full for all to see. Yeah, that'd be cool. Just make sure you force a vote on record. Be a real shame if everybody saw which rhinos are defending Biden and started wondering, why would they do that? Well, Representative Gates goes in, threatens to remove Speaker McCarthy for being out of compliance to the agreement which made him House Speaker. Here's a little clip from that, and I'll talk about it.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes. As you promised, there has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. That's how you know that the rushed and, you know, somewhat rattled performance you just saw from the Speaker isn't real. At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. three times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy Speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time.
So the agreement, Jeffersonian motion to vacate the chair. This allows a single person to make the motion to remove the Speaker if he goes back on his word. For a church-style committee video, this allows patriots to look into the weaponization of organizations like the FBI against Americans, term limit vote, single subject bills that can't be loaded with irrelevant nonsense, a Texas border plan, remember this was all the agreement, a budget that stops an increase in debt ceiling and holds the Senate accountable, ending all COVID mandates, and allow 72 hours to read a bill. That dude's failing. And then all of a sudden, it seems like the timing and all this where McCarthy all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to look into Joe Biden, even though they were probably going to take him out anyway, even though they were going to remove him and put somebody else anyway. It's like almost like they had this in the toolbox ready to go. Hey, in case they come after you, McCarthy, make it look like you're the good guy. You're the good guy. So go out there and go after Biden, okay, since all these investigations are going to play out. And you just see the political forces moving back and forth, like the tide keeps going, moving here, moving there, keeping everybody dancing around, waiting for the moment when all of these folks finally realize the time is up. We need new folks in office. We need this whole country revamped. We need new votes with real ballots and real people who are actually running for office and not part of the, all of the lobbyists, whatever. All right, so the leading report, breaking Trump's legal team's accusations of election fraud in Georgia. 2,506 felons voted illegally. 66,248 underage. 2,423 were not listed as registered. 1,043 illegal voters casted a vote via post office box. 4,926 voted past the registration date. 10,315 were deceased before the election. 395 cast ballots in another state. 15,000 plus changed address before the election. 40,279 just moved across county lines at least 30 days prior to the election day and failed to re-register. Yeah, just a few here and there. Not very many. I mean, come on. What are we looking at? And then the leading report put out the Trump attorney John Eastman's testimony that Zuckerberg, with $8.8 million provided to Wisconsin's five large cities, violated the law. Oh, Zuckerberg's employees work for the clerk's offices and get access to voter information that costs the public $12,500, but has a 4 to 5 day delay, so there's no way to verify activation. Isn't that something? If clerks did not comply with Zuckerberg's employees, there's a penalty. They had access and chased down ballots that were requested but not returned. Zuckerberg's employees essentially ran the elections while making statements against Trump. The Wisconsin Supreme Court confirmed ballot boxes were illegally placed, causing illegally cast votes. And the guy, Zuckerberg, hired to run the operation, wrote a book on how to win the election in this manner. Who's running the show? How is this whole thing playing out for us to see? I actually, folks, had the opportunity to talk to someone who lives nearby. And this person doesn't have the same persuasion towards Trump that I do. Yeah, we have cordial talks. And something very interesting came up in our conversation of many different things. One of them in particular was looking forward to this, how this is all going to play out on the legal side against, you know, Trump and some others. And he's just so looking forward to watching this, how it plays out. In other words, looks to me like he's guilty and he's going to be put away, you know, that type of talk. Not in a mean way, not in a derogatory way, just said, you know, I'm just interested in seeing how this all plays out, because the guy really just can't stand Trump, loves all of the mainstream media news, claims that he's not a Democrat or Republican, all that stuff. And I said, you know, you are doing exactly what we were hoping, that I've been stating for years. And he looked at me, what's that? Well, how do you present evidence to the public? You know, and I said, basically the example. What's the example? Just some guy, he's going to work every day. He's trying to make ends meet. He doesn't really care about what's going on in politics. He just wants to put food on the table, plays his video games, goes to the movie on the weekends, doesn't want to hear anything about politics. And then all of a sudden he finds out that Trump's going to be on trial for the public to see. Oh, really? Yeah. And then how do you present the evidence to those people that never pay attention? And he goes, oh. And I said, they're going to be able to show you that the election was stolen. As many times as you tried to ignore me and I tried to tell you, you didn't listen. But guess what? Now you're going to pay attention. Out of all the times that I tried to get you to watch my channel, now you're going to listen. And then the subject was changed to, all of a sudden, are these folks really men who are transforming into women? He changed the subject completely. It was a brilliant move on his part. And I said, you know, I'm just going to chill and relax, let him do that. And then all of a sudden it started raining and we ran into the house. Yeah. You guys hear me? You see how that plays out? Just nice, relaxed conversation, but realize there is a way to talk to folks in a nice way and realize, hey, you're doing exactly what we were hoping. You're going to pay attention to a trial. It's going to be bigger than OJ. These evil ones created all the diseases. They created all the drugs to deal with the symptoms, never curing anything. The one that makes me the most furious is cancer. We've had a cure for over 75 years, and they hit it and killed or arrested anyone who could prove they had a cure. Millions and millions of people have died, all the loss and pain and suffering. All this time, there were inexpensive cures. Every one of these people, the knowingly kept it secret, will pay. What a sick and vile thing to do, all for the sake of money and depopulation. God is avenging his people. Check this out.
Okay, who owns CNBC? Who owns Fox? Who owns CNN? At the top of the shareholder list, you have Vanguard and BlackRock. Then you look at the manufacturers of the jabs. Mm. Okay, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna. Who are the top shareholders of those companies? Vanguard and BlackRock. Now you look at the flight companies that banned all flights. No flights unless you're taken care of. Who are the top shareholders? Vanguard, BlackRock. You look at the food. Okay, who are the top shareholders of all this junk food? Vanguard and BlackRock. So the media is controlled, the food is controlled, the narrative is controlled, the transportation is controlled. Who owns Meta? Who owns Snapchat? Who owns, well, used to be, but still kind of does, Twitter? Who owns Google? They're pushing the same narrative. The media's pushing. Oh, it's the same company. It's BlackRock. It's Vanguard. Profit-driven company.
Profit-driven companies. Evil. Evil folks allowed to control this entire world. And we have a choice that we can make. Do our research, work together, help each other out. That reminded me of this one here. I just went and looked it up because I remember I had it in my bookmarks. But good to know, Cancer Healing Health, man has cured his cancer with dog dewormer. This is, folks, I looked into this and I was like watching, and many people commented that this is the same thing that they had used and saw a huge change. So just a thought for all of you.
So do you mind to tell me your name and you do have a cancer before, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me the story, please?
My name is Ernest Best, and I was diagnosed with stage 4 highly aggressive plasmatoid carcinoma cancer, and I was told I had 6 months to live. And there was nothing they could do for me. Chemo, radiation, no kind of treatments. They told me to go home and die. And so I quit my job and came home, and I done some research into cancer and found a story about Joe Tipton from Edmond, Oklahoma, who the veterinarians had told him about the dog dewormer with the drug benzidol in it that had killed his cancer. He's still alive today, 5 years later. And so I watched his videos and stuff. I started doing more research. I went to Tractor Supply and bought $250 worth of Safeguard dog dewormer, and I started taking it. I went and had PET scans, CAT scans, MRIs, and exploratory procedures up into my bladder. The tumor died. I passed the tumor out, and I'm totally cancer-free today.
So there's a lot of folks out there that talk about this fenbendazole. And I looked at some other places out there where folks have done their own research, and they found different ways that can heal you in different manners with all types of ailments. President Trump, can you believe that crooked Joe Biden is giving $6 billion to the terrorist regime in Iran? Yeah, that money be used for terrorism all over the Middle East and indeed the world. This incompetent fool, Biden, is absolutely destroying America. He had the audacity to announce this terrible deal today, September 11th, out of all the days, had to be 9/11. To pay for hostages will lead to kidnapping, ransom, and blackmail against Americans across the earth. I freed many dozens of our people from various unfriendly countries and never paid a dime. He posted this at 7:20 p.m. Can you believe, do you believe, 7:20, folks, resignations, all the recent resignations and the plane crashes. Plane reroutes. Why did Sessions at the beginning emphasize investigations proceedings are kept confidential? They don't let us know. We're so used to getting the information ahead of time. Remember those days? They tell us what movements were going to be made, what American military is going to be doing in what region, how they're going to play it out. They'd show the whole public how they would do it. Weird. We don't hear about that much anymore, do we? Think magic. What do you see? It's a distraction. Do you really believe nothing is being done? Who has the power? Patriots in the control or in control? Why was this emphasized in the beginning? You have more than you know. Folks, I'm going to show you even more on 9/11, some more updates there that I did not share in the last video. One of them being 9/11 is probably the true date of Jesus' birth. I'm going to show you that video in a moment. Some other playouts where even President Trump was admitted. They said he had admitted that on MSNBC that Trump was right about 9/11, how that play out. We'll show his accomplishments. Fauci admitting what happens when people take the jabs to, you know, he actually admitted it. It's pretty freaky. I mean, I just couldn't believe it myself. For now, I want to tell you about our website, andweknow.com. Folks, if you can go there, check it out, andweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You'll be able to check us out, sign up for our newsletter, monthly newsletter. You can also join our fellowship member program where you receive merch discounts, monthly newsletter, special merch package that you'll receive, and exclusive event invitations where you get to hang out. My son is running this, and we just had a Discord meeting the other day where I actually answered questions from folks, and we had a blast. It was a good time. I'm really proud of my son, Rafi, and what they're doing. And just, man, you know, that just makes me, and I know you guys are wanting the news and everything that's going on, but I wanted to make sure that I point this out one more time before I forget. But one of my favorite things that as we grow in our world, we want to see growth in our own family. And we had a chance to say, look, why don't you guys put your own videos together and start, start playing them out. And so if you guys go in the description box below, you'll see my son Rafi and Noah. They put Bowling Bros together, and they just released a video where they actually show their growth in bowling from 2012 to 2023. And so he did this little intro. I was so proud of him because, you know, I tried to teach them the intros, how to do video editing. They were in my office working for hours to put all of this together. And they went back in the past, found all their old videos, found all of their two-handed bowling, and they do some training in two-handed bowling and more. And you know what? Just wanted to show them off. I have the opportunity. I'm a proud dad. And talk about them a lot in my book also, and how important it is for me to just see them grow. Doesn't mean that I have it all together. I feel like I fail as a father all the time. I ask my wife all the time, I think I just have failed. I didn't do the right thing, didn't say the right thing, whatever. But there's moments like this where, you know, we just get really proud of our children, and they, you know, start following in your footsteps, you get pretty happy. So here's their intro. Pretty cool, huh? So yeah, there they are. They are showing their progression. They show their 300 bowling, when they got 300 bowling right there when they were young. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty proud. Anyway, just want to throw that in there real quick. Also, wanted to make sure that you knew we've got plenty of merch and all of our gear for you. We'd love for you to check it out. In the description box below, you can go there to shop.amwino.com. We'd love for you to check it out. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Just learned that 9/11 was Jesus's real birthday, so they blew these up as a satanic ritual. Instead of celebrating the birth of Christ, we mourn the deaths of these people, because they knew when Christ was born. It's right here in Revelations 12:1-5. John saw a wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with sun, and she brought forth Jesus. And the woman John was referring to is the constellation Virgo. And clothed in sun is another celestial body, the sun, as it appears to travel through the ecliptic. And we know the days that this happens is August 27th through September 15th. But wait, we know exactly the day Jesus was born because of this next clue. Because the moon was under her feet. And if this happened in 3 BC, then there's only one day that this could have happened, and that's September 11th. Very easy to verify. This is why the elites all know this, and that's why they did that to those towers. Even more proof is that this is also Noah's birthday. Even more proof, that was the day that Noah removed the covering of the ark after the 40 days of rain. Early Jews even thought that this was the day that God created the earth itself, and they celebrate this as the Feast of Trumpets. So if you want to bring down the elite, then celebrate Christ's birthday on this September 11th.
So how many of you have heard that? How would you get people to stay away from that date and make it to be an evil date or a date of destruction and horror? Well, you just play out all of the roles that they've been doing to us in their rituals against the very things that we love. We love to talk about the birth of Jesus from the Virgin Mary. That story is absolutely brilliant and amazing. How God brought forth his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He came to die for us. And so many would say, well, then, December 25th, you look at that, the celebration, and you have Tammuz, you have Nimrod, you have all types of things related in the pagan side to that. And so I'll let you know, since some of you might be wondering, just for me personally, when it comes to Christmas, I use it as a time to reach out to those who don't have a clue. I don't run around to the lost or those that don't believe in Jesus and say, look, you've got the wrong date. Christmas isn't really happening. Da, da, da. I like to use it as an opportunity to tell them, even though it's being celebrated at the wrong time, of Jesus Christ and the birth. And I like it when President Trump does the same thing when he does his speeches. But Again, going back to 9/11, make this look like a terrible day so that we never know the truth. And like you said, the elite like to take our dates, switch them around, and use them for their sacrifices and for their fear-mongering on the earth. And that part gets me very upset. That's where I get my blood boiling, is when they're allowed to hold things that are the truth, and we're not. We're not allowed to know. But if we put out commercials saying that there's a, let's see, like a firmament. I've showed this to you before, and this is where I talk about when I share with other people what is going on this earth, how they lied to us in so many different ways and fashions. One of the things that really gets under my skin is this one thing, and I'm going to show it to you again. I've done this before, and I'm going to show it to you again just as a reminder. This is a Hennessy commercial dedicated to the Picards. Now, I don't have all the stuff in front of me because I didn't prepare for this. I just thought of it as I'm talking. But it's a commercial celebrating the Picards. The Picard guy, probably one of the most brilliant men in history, better than the Einstein that they put in front of us, decided to take a ball, connect it to a balloon, and shoot it as high as he could. And he actually hit what I call the firmament. When you go to the Word of God in Genesis 1, God separated the waters from the waters. He said it twice. That means we have water above and water below. How many times have you heard, on the evil side, you hear, as above, so below? They're allowed to talk about it, and then we say, oh, no, that's evil, as below, as above, so below. Yeah. They paint it into the evil side, and their paintings, and their singing and their music and all the folks that the truther channels, as above, so below, that's evil. Did you know? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's not. As above the water, so below the water. You can't get below a certain point and you can't get above a certain point. But what do they tell us? Outer space. And what are they trying to throw at us? They're trying to throw at us this alien attack is going to happen. And imagine, folks, if over time they were able to deceive us, just like Ronald Reagan said, right? I imagine the whole earth coming together when he made his UN speech. The whole earth coming together to fight against some alien encounter that comes down to destroy the entire earth. Oh, come on. Oh, no, you're talking bad about Reagan. I'm not saying that Reagan's the worst guy in since sliced bread. There's a lot of stuff that's wrapped around that guy. And if you knew the truth, whew, it would blow you away. But we're not going to talk about that today. I'm just going to... Man, I just happened to go there. But again, let me get back to the point before I run off on these exits. They're allowed to have commercials like this. Now, if I played this commercial that I'm about to show you from Hennessy, if I played it from And We Know on YouTube, if I still had a YouTube channel, and I showed this to you showing that he broke through the firmament or through the water above and his whole capsule filled with water, they would take me down because they say, oh, he's talking about the Earth's firmament. Oh, my goodness. But they're allowed to do it. They, being the elites, those that are in the club. You guys ever seen George Carlin's comedy? They're in the club. You're not in it, right? We're not in their club. We're not in the Oprah club that gets to keep her house and has $2-3 billion and begs people for money for Hawaii and then goes out on TV the other day and says, all these people are attacking me. It's all conspiracy theories. Everybody's on to Oprah. They know the deal. Let's play the commercial. For those listening in, he just shot up like a rocket with his balloon. He's looking out onto the sky. And he can't believe what he sees. Boom. He shoots through the firmament. The book that he wrote about this, if I remember right, Rob Skiba, when he was alive, when he talked about this constantly, would say, you know, this book you can't really find on Amazon anymore, where he actually filled out and talked about what he saw when he shot up so high into the sky. Now, here's the other part I'll show you. Once again, in this commercial, they happen to show us what? This eye. Look at this. Look what he shot through. See that? The eye. That's what I call the signature of the evil ones, the all-seeing eye. They didn't have to put that in there, but they did perfectly in their commercial. I had to make sure, you know, their little signature in there. That's the way I see it. That's what I believe. And it's not fair that these guys get to do whatever they want. And they mock us. Constantly mocking us. Where else would they mock us? Well, then they would mock us by constantly putting out cartoons and movies with the 9/11 predictive programming going back decades before it occurred. Now, some would say maybe it's just the demonic forces using human beings to make sure that those numbers end up in that specific place because they knew they were going to plan this out. Or it's just humans that work together who are the part of the top 300 of this earth who said, you know what, we're going to make sure that everybody gets pre-programmed to get ready for 9/11. Here's some of those for you to understand.
1949, Porky Pig and Charlie Dog cartoon.
Hawk, what's that? Look, it's the towers! They're falling! Ah!
1963, Wonder Woman comic book cover. 1970, 30 Seconds Over New York, book by Robert Bacard. 1973, Godzilla vs. Megalon, movie poster. 1973, Superman comic. 1975, Cracked magazine cover. 1976, 9/11, a book by Thomas Chastain. 1976, Sesame Street magazine cover. 1976, Spidey Super Stories comic book cover. 1978, Super Friends TV show, the episode entitled Monolith of Evil. 1978, Dr. John, City Lights album cover. 1979, Meteor, movie poster.
Now this whole video goes on for 24 minutes, showing one after another, after another, after another of these 9/11 signatures in movies and cartoons and video games, as if they knew what was going to come. They knew how this would all play out. And again, that's where I get really ticked, is they mock us, show us what they're going to be doing ahead of time. And no matter how many times we try to show folks this, how many times we try to share with them, this is all scripted out, these evil ones, many still won't believe. In denial. Over and over again. Look at that. New York real estate 2001. Is there life beyond the boom? How did they get knowledge of all of this? This pre-programming movement. So then you head over to Trump Was Right, Penn Truth, Donald J. Trump. Here you go.
BuzzFeed dug up an old quote from Donald Trump talking about a large-scale terror attack 19 months before 9/11. In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Trump wrote, "I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the 1993 Trade Center look like little kids playing with firecrackers." Trump also mentioned the mastermind of the attack, writing, quote, "One day, we're told that a shadowy figure with no fixed address named Osama bin Laden is public enemy number one, and U.S. jet fighters lay waste to his camp in Afghanistan. He escapes back under some rock, and a few news cycles later, it's on to a new enemy and a new crisis."
Trump.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Is this really Trump before 9/11? Have you read this?
It's 2000 in his book.
Are we making this? Somebody, did you make this up, Mika?
Nick.
I did.
Did you make this up?
Yeah, exactly. Nick, tell us it's over, right?
Because will you stop?
About everything.
Mika, stop. God.
I don't think it's over.
What's that?
Trump
what's the rage here? Will you stop picking
on
him?
Okay. I think it's cute.
Well,
yeah, go for it.
No, really quickly, though. I mean, so Willie, that was...
2000.
In a book he wrote in the year 2000.
Yeah. Well, it was published in 2000. He could have written in 1999 for all
exactly. We know. He might have been a bit more precious.
So he predicted the attacks.
Predicted the attacks. He was right. Wonder how hard it was for them to admit that. Well, the Trump confirmations posting that same clip on 7:37 p.m. on September 12, 2023, they posted it. The GH-17 on 9/11/2023 at 1:08 p.m. 7:37 says, what a coincidence. This board has more power and influence than anyone comprehends. Anon says, I hope someday patriots, vets, and Anons get the respect that we deserve. Marine Anons have felt betrayed by the same people we were willing to die to protect. I felt lost until you showed up in October, speaking to the Intel board. Those that are a part of it. Thank you from the depths of my heart. We are with you, Patriot. We honor your service to our great country. Without people like you, the world would be lost. Godspeed. The accomplishments of President Trump were put out, and I thought it was important for folks to see that while we're recording, because sometimes I forget, because folks will have conversations and we'll forget some of the things that he accomplished. So let's put these into your psyche as we move forward. Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. Stock market reached an all-time high. Consumer confidence at 17-year high. More than 2 million jobs created. Mortgage applications to a 7-year high. Unemployment rate at 17-year low. Women and Entrepreneurship Act. Gutted the Obama-era regulations. Ended the war on coal. Weakened the Dodd-Frank regulations, promoted buying and hiring American, investment for major businesses, reduced illegal immigration, bids for border wall underway, fighting back against sanctuary cities, victims of immigration crime engagement, 5-year lobbying ban, remember that? Negotiated NAFTA, withdrew from the TPP, that evil thing, exited the Paris Accord, thank goodness. The DOJ targeting MS-13, good. Signed the EO to protect police officers and drug cartels, to target the drug cartels. He signed an EO for religious freedom. He sent education back to the states. Fixed the VA. Trump's temporary travel ban. Keystone Pipeline. Created commission on opioid addiction. Combated human trafficking. Man, I'm having a hard time speaking. Human trafficking, rollback of Obama's Cuba policy, food stamp use was the lowest level in 7 years. Reduced the White House payroll. He donated his presidential salary. Yeah. Tell me he hasn't done anything. And we hope that this whole system of Federal Reserve will go away. We hope that somehow we'll have gold-backed money in the future. But I thought this clip would really help us out on that area.
This is your fairy gold mother, and I want to show you the difference between real money and fake money. Let's start with a dollar bill. This was created to mimic this. Can you see how tiny it is? But today, you can buy 3 cents. Well, guess how much this is? If you want to buy it today, it's $460.
And so she's showing, for those listening in that are just listeners only and don't watch, that's a 1913 coin that actually has a value because it's a coin, right? It's a metal that is now worth, what does she tell us? That little piece of metal now is worth $460 in March of 2023 compared to one piece of paper that says one on it.
$60. This is fake money that was created to mimic this. This is a $5 gold coin. And guess what? If you wanted to buy that today, it's $719.
$5 gold coin from back then is now worth $700+. Huh?
This is a $10 bill. It's actually legal tender. In other words, you can take this to the store and use it. It was created to mimic this. And today's retail price is $1,369. And how about this one? You can take this to the store. I'm not sure you can buy that much with it.
$20.
And you certainly can't buy this $20 gold piece. If you were buying this one today, it'd be $2,694. This holds your purchasing power.
The gold coin.
This
the paper
destroys your purchasing power.
Yeah.
This is in your control. This is in their control.
Yeah, the paper is in their control. And we had a chance to talk about all kinds of issues like this from, from the video where I interviewed Dr. Kirk Elliott. You guys haven't seen it? Check it out from this past Sunday. Absolutely brilliant. And you can actually reach out to them and they'll help you understand this better and take care of you on the precious metal side. AmWeKnow.com/gold. Here's a clip from that actual interview that you will absolutely enjoy. Here we go.
Nations by January 1st, they basically became the world's new petrodollar, right? All oil, well, at least 70% of the population in the BRICS nations are trading in their own currencies, not the US dollar. That lack of demand or investment into our treasuries is going to cause us to print money like there's no tomorrow, which will create more inflation, which will then cause interest rates to rise, right? So this is the cycle that we're in. So when you have rising interest rates and rising debt at the sovereign debt level, that doesn't happen very often. You know, happens with muni bonds, corporate bonds, everything else, but we've got interest rates on the rise at the sovereign debt level, which means people don't think it's a safe investment anymore because credit's drying up.
So really good interview. Man, he just brought up some solid points, and I hope you guys don't miss that. And it reminds me of some other things that they tell us about that doesn't amount to much at the time, but now it's playing out, and it should be all over mainstream media. We should be talking about it constantly, is this character, Fauci, coming out and telling us that you do get myocarditis from the vaccine.
Again, we have experience with this type of vaccine in billions of people. It's a safe vaccine. Of course, with the mRNA, there's a very, very, very low risk, particularly in young men, of getting a myocarditis. But if you look at the risk of myocarditis from COVID itself is greater than the risk of the vaccine.
Also, he says you can get myocarditis. James Wood says, wait, people were locked out of social media and ridiculed by people from the party of science for saying the vaccine causes myocarditis. And now this weasel casually acknowledges we were right all along. Huh. These evil people. Do you see this? Just one thing after another where they're coming out showing us just how they try to slide that in. Well, see, it's okay that you got the shot. It's okay that you got a little myocarditis. You know, it's okay that you can't play sports anymore because you could just fall over and die because you got myocarditis. It's okay because you would have died from coronavirus anyway, even though 99.97 people who had this thing called corona actually survived. Even though the media lied to us every single day saying how many deaths from corona happened, even though we had all of the nurses and the doctors dancing in the hallways and all of the places around the earth where they're supposedly taking care of all these dead people, wasn't happening. What's happening now, August 16, 2023, Olympic swimmer Helen Smart dies suddenly at age 43, can't comprehend. How many times do we have to show people over and over what's happening since these jabs came out? And it's hard because many people say, you know, I don't want to see it anymore. I know what happened. I realize that it's bad. People collapsing in their bathrooms. Folks saying that they lost someone unexpectedly. They post one moment that they are so excited that they got the jab on their social media posts so they can get other people to fall into the line of, look, I did it. You should do it too. I'm still alive. Genocideblog.com, there's another one, bragging on social media for the world to see openly. And the next thing you know, they're gone. Got the jab openly for everyone to see, and then they're gone. I've been affected by it personally. My family members, we've got folks in our family, my wife's family, that decided to run along with the media on everything that they said. And one of them, right after they got it, gone. We have to stay strong. We were told, stay together. The censorship they plan on doing will fail. Those they attack the most are the biggest threat. The deep state attacking us. Mainstream media attacking us. We're the threat because we put out the truth. Mm-hmm. So we've been attacked by robots, Mossad agents, three-letter agencies, fame fags, big tech, targeted by the IRS, Antifa, jailed without representation since January 6th. We, like the early church, grow more with every injustice uncovered. We don't just die, we multiply. Nothing can stop what's coming. The truth has been playing out in front of us for a long time. These folks who have done evil to us, those folks that have gotten by with evil, the elites, the actors, and more, I believe that they've been called out years ago, and they know they met their match, and that's why they were all under the attack of someone who showed up in 2016, 15, 16, and then 17 gets inaugurated, and all they did was attack, and then constantly we're still under attack because we support someone who we think did a lot for our country. We don't worship the man, but we believe that's why people follow him and shout for him, and that's why in Iowa he got the great reception he did, President Trump, because many folks are realizing just what type of leader he really is. And many of us feel that he was sent by God to destroy the enemy. And we're going to watch them get destroyed. Part of that would be when they're sitting there, these folks who did crimes against humanity, and they had to listen to this guy in a comedy act expose them.
No one wants to see me insult any of you rich, beautiful, overprivileged celebrities. So
he's talking to celebrities. Remember this Ricky Gervais? Still remember Epstein Island? Question mark on this TikTok post. No ordinary people at home wants to see this.
No ordinary people at home wants to see that, because you're better than ordinary people. And you know it, and they know it deep down.
So he's mocking them the way they've mocked us for years.
I'm going to start picking on things you've done. Some of it immoral. A lot of it illegal. Oh. But if we've learned one thing, it's that famous people are above the law, as it should be. So I'm not going to be like the terrible things you've done to get here tonight. Street and Clooney. I'm not even looking at Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm. These people above the law. And he says Streep and Clooney and just starts kind of naming some folks. And they're giggling and laughing like it's all funny. Mm-hmm. These folks that think they're above the law. Famous people are above the law. Well, interesting, because if you go out here into the mainstream media, they have to provide cover for Oprah. Remember the one that came out and said, criticism about her Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii fire donation scam. Oprah, worth $2.5 billion, probably $3.5, purchased massive amounts of land just prior to the fires, says she's being terrorized and vilified online. She says she's the target of a slander and attacks, lies, conspiracy theories. Remember, those in charge of the fund are drawing as much as $400,000 each in salaries. It's a great interview full of pre-scripted questions and responses, an excellent example of the trash the mainstream media expects us to swallow and believe. It's a long interview, so due to X's or Twitter's text limits, I can't transcribe it all. But, you watch some of this and you can see. I'm just going to play the beginning of this and show you something.
And turn to the Hawaii wildfires and the efforts to help those in elves. Yeah. Give your thoughts on that.
Well, this is a really great point about being happier in the midst of an onslaught of being terrorized and vilified online. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I came out of this experience, I was just saying this to Arthur this morning, with so much more compassion for young kids, because I was thinking, what if I didn't really know who I am? Mm. What if I didn't have the assurance of Invictus, that I am the master of my own fate and the captain of my soul?
If you would have taken you down.
It will take you out. Yeah. So all of the online, being...
slander and slammed, attacks.
Attacks, lies, conspiracy theories, really took the focus off of what was the most important thing, and that was the people of Maui. So this idea came about because... As you know, when you were there, Tony, I was on the ground talking to lots of people, trying to figure out how do I best help. And in the beginning, it was just, you know, material things, dropping off generators and towels. And then I started talking to people. People really wanted their own agency. Gail's son, Will.
So then she just starts going to, I brought a few things here and there. And I talked about people maybe getting some money and support. And then found an agency that lets them get $1,000 a month to live, you know, that they can... you know, just make it every single day, says the three billionaire. $2 billion, $3 billion, maybe $4 billion. She could take out 1% of that, hand it out to the folks and help them rebuild all their homes, bring in all the moving trucks and the materials and say, we're going to rebuild your homes and do a whole show about it for months and months and hug them for all. No. Let's see. What else did I see? About Oprah Winfrey. How much land did she purchase?
Oprah Winfrey has been securing Maui land like it's a trending bestseller. In just 2023, she invested in a vast 520-acre plot for $3.89 million, then went for another 330 acres at $2.47 million, not to mention the two 10-acre patches she bought in 2022 for $100,000 each. From a mere 100 acres in Maui, Oprah now commands over 1,000 acres. But here's the twist. Amidst this real estate surge, a sudden fire happens, destroying homes nearby, but leaving her vast terrains unscathed. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. So we know, I mean, we've covered this in detail. We talked about how folks have been exposing them, going after her, and realizing that she is not who folks thought she was. As a matter of fact, you guys know that she went on a private jet to Epstein Island 12 different times. What happened to all the underage girls that got kidnapped from her school in Africa? I mean, a lot of folks are just wondering, just questions. Why did she take her $2.5 billion that they graciously make sure at the beginning of the story, you know, she has, and just retire and stay out of the limelight? Why does she have to come out and talk? Don't you just feel for Oprah? Somebody asked. She's just sitting there on TV wearing a custom-made suit with surgeon's cuffs, and it probably took about 2 months to make and costs about 3 months of the average person's salary to purchase it, while complaining about how the common man was angry at her. That was from Peppermint Patty. And then they go after our kids in school. John Kennedy goes off on a Democrat as a Democrat witness is arguing in favor of keeping pornographic material in public schools.
Not learn,
I understand, but none of you want to answer my question. You come here and you say censorship is bad, and of course it's bad. But the obvious response is, okay, you heard the books we're talking about. Okay, we're not talking about Catcher in the Rye. So tell me what you want, who gets to decide. And all I've heard is the librarians. And parents have nothing to do with it. And if that's your response, what planet did you just parachute in from?
Parents, Senator.
Or what country, more appropriately? This is not China.
Parents, Senator.
Yep. So he read a book, and it's nasty. I can't play it because of the nastiness from these books that they want. And the school has the librarian's choice. What about the parents' choice of what books go into the schools? Then you have videos that come out where, you know, these teachers, this one on the right, happens to be a teacher, and they just spew all of their angriness about their lives and everything and what they want children to know about them.
I feel like I had to learn the concept of chosen families really young, and it wasn't anything to do with my queerness, but just based on the fact that I didn't have the love at home that I needed, and I knew that I was valuable and deserved it, so I found it on my own early on. And, you know, I shouldn't be blamed for that. because real blood still exists. You were never there for me. And I just.
So there we go, the craziness. And then you see what they talk about with the kids and what they do in the classroom to change the kids' minds about how to behave and how to act, because that's all they care about. Now, the person that posted this said they can't say if this is a real teacher, if they're just mocking what's been going on in our schools, but we've seen a lot of this play out. It's really sad. I'll move this off the screen and show you, was school created here for us? Let's see. Do I have this ready to go? I thought I had this ready to go. Nope. Anyway, that was not ready, but let's go to something else. Albuquerque, New Mexico. You guys remember this? The Bernalillo County Sheriff says he will not enforce Governor Michelle Grisham's unconstitutional gun ban. He said, quote, in reference to concealed and open carry, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order. While I understand the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath is to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do. Love it. So we have good news there. Also good news was just an update from Robert Jamie on the Remnant Revolution Tour. It's in the description box below if you guys want to check it out. You can see the many adventures of their tour going throughout America. They happened to be in Albuquerque, had 6 baptisms. So they said, I don't have the video prepared yet as it was only Saturday. We had the baptisms at the Rio Grande, but it was amazing, LT. It was like we were on the bank of the River Jordan. 2 entire families were baptized. Tim McLean's family of Americans Assembly were rebaptized in Jesus' name because the first time it was in the titles only. So many stories to tell here, but for another time. Another mother, son, and grandson were also baptized. And also, we just happened to be in Albuquerque the same weekend the governor of New Mexico sent out the EO banning guns in that very county. Our good friend was with us, Constitutional Sheriff Joshua James, who is running for governor of New Mexico, and invited us to a rally in Old Town, Albuquerque. I captured some footage, and that was really cool. We showed some of that footage, actually, of them walking through, and you could see folks there. So anyway, you can go to their website, Remnant Revolution Tour, and you can see keep up with their updates, sign up for their newsletter and more. Remember, we had the baptisms in Williams, Arizona. They're going to show Las Vegas, Nevada, Grants Pass, Oregon, and so many more areas. And so let's see, did we have this? Did he have this showing the oh, look, I think this is a new one he just posted here. So while we're at it, might as well show it. And there we are with the AmWeKnow flag in the background and the Remnant Revolution Tour map. And so it looks like he just posted this with the baptisms. Let's check this out. Yeah, here we go. So cool. And so folks have been driving for hours and hours, some just to meet them so they can get baptized in Jesus' name. It's so wonderful to see the families, hear the worship music, and so much more. Look at that. Another baptism playing out for us to see. That's so wonderful. Oh, look at that. Another baptism. Look at the smiles. Let's go through some more here real quick, just real fast. So if you want to see more of this, just go in the description box below, Remnant Revolution Tour. Scroll down and you'll see these videos out for all to see. Absolutely amazing. Robert Jamie, just keep him in prayer, and just so amazed at what God is doing in and through their lives for so many people. And also just great to see more positive side on comms, just like I put into the thumbnail for this video. Kevin Cork, okay, let me tell you about this, and then we're going to close here in prayer, okay? He actually put out Steps Where Jesus Walked and Healed a Blind Man Unearthed for the First Time in 2,000 Years. He happened to post this at 7:57 a.m. Interesting, because Kevin Cork was the same one that was put on the Intel board back in September 11th, 2020. September 11th, 2020. 3 years ago, he actually was highlighted. Heads up, timestamp is CEST. Remember when I said, this is Kevin Cork's Twitter post, wake me when there are indictments and or arrests? Well, a solid DOJ source just told me to set my alarm clock. I said, I'll believe it when I see it. Oh, man. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you go to 7:57 when he posted this last Twitter post, Kevin Cork. 7:57, warning EU, strike package, X-ray 7, there's a delta. What's the delta? Could it be the 6:49 p.m. September 11th, 2023 year delta post from his last post at 12:49 a.m. on 12 September 2020? The delta? Right on time? Because it points to what we would see as a NATO preparing largest military exercise since Cold War. Warning, EU. Do you guys know that they're having issues in Italy where the immigrants are coming over by like 5,000 went in yesterday? So there's maneuvers happening in the EU. Could it be to take out the deep state folks? Will it happen in the cover of darkness? Will they shut down all comms around the world so that we won't be able, they won't be able to communicate, but it'll affect us also? Who knows? I mean, nobody really knows. Everybody guesses, but we don't know. This epic three-year delta with his tweet from Kevin, was amazing. Indictments, arrests, a solid DOJ source told me to set my alarm. Well, the same day the article broke, NATO preparing largest military exercise since the Cold War. Eyes on. Just letting you know, doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. It just means very strange coincidence. Eyes on. Our eyes on are all kinds of things lately. We covered 9/11 at length. But look at this rainbow that showed up in New York on 9/11. Many people were posting different angles of this rainbow over New York City. And I had a thought when I saw this. I saw a different angle where it looked like it was almost completely round from the top of another building. And I don't have that video clip. But what's really interesting about this for me is it's almost like, you know, the rainbow represents God's promise that he would not flood the earth again, right? But this rainbow showing up, you know, could it be a message, hey, going to take care of you. Remember me. Remember your creator, right? It could be that. I don't know. It just sometimes goes through my mind. But then Ultra Pepe Lives Matter posted this, something I thought everybody would like as we close out. America has been subject to painful trials, infiltration, domination, and great evils. Yet I still firmly believe she can be reborn from the precipice and that her best days are yet to come. God isn't finished yet with this story. There's goodness yet to come if we all just hold the line.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for guiding and directing our thoughts towards you. Thank you for constant reminders of how this battle's playing out. We know that you're in charge. We know that you're able to grab nations. Even in the Word of God, you could put a hook in the mouth of nations and pull them in directions that they don't want to go so that your will is done. We know that we can come boldly before your throne. We know that anything that we ask, we come to you. You said if we bring our heavy burdens to you, that you would relieve those burdens from us. You said, you know, bring your burdens before me and I will give you rest. We thank you for Robert and Jamie and their Remnant Revolution Tour. We thank you for how you're using them to reach out to so many. We lift them up to you as they continue to reach the lost with the gospel. We thank you for the protection you provide our families each and every day, and we ask for continued protection as we go about talking to our neighbors, even for me personally, and talking to my neighbors about the truth, about how things are playing out, and once again, the affirmations that are given to us to move forward in this information war, the spiritual war. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks, so much for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for always lifting us up in prayer. Great things have been happening behind the scenes. We've got some announcements that are coming out soon. Hang out for those. Please hit the subscribe button and share. And also, just a reminder, if you can go to my son's Bowling Bros channel, it's in the description box below. Just scroll down there, give him a click, subscribe, and a watch, and send them a little note. You know, they love to see that. It's so encouraging. They're young in their walk, and I just appreciate that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.